Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, right? Christmas. Yeah, unless you're trapped at home with your kids and it's snowing and raining, you got to go to the movies, right? Or you're doing a live radio program, you got to figure out what to do. So you got to invite Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer in to talk about the movie options this Christmas weekend. Rafer and Kristen, Merry Christmas. Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
There are actually some interesting options this weekend. And one we've already talked about on the program, but I want to ask you some questions about it. But let's begin with True Grit. Here's a movie that the Coen brothers have decided to take seriously. It's not a remake of the old True Grit with John Wayne. It's actually a version that's close to the original novel. First of all, Rafer, tell us about the sort of genesis of this True Grit.
Well, the original novel, 1968, I think, Charles Portis,
right.
Western novel about a 14-year-old girl who goes in search of her. She's looking for the man who shot her paw. You know, the classic Western plot.
Maddie's her name, right?
Maddie Ross. And this Coen Brothers True Grit is trying to be, I think, a little more sincere, a little more closer to the original novel than the 1969 John Wayne movie was.
All right, let's listen to a clip. Here's Maddie actually speaking.
I'm about to embark on a great adventure.
I intend to see Papa's killer hanged.
They tell me you're a man with
true grit.
What's your name, girl?
My name is Maddie Ross.
In the darkness, as black as the sea.
Now, we've come to expect exciting and adventurous things from the Coen brothers. Kristen Meinzer, do they succeed? Does this true grit have any truth or any grit?
It has a lot of both. It succeeds. I think this might be the best movie they've ever made.
Really?
I walked out of... When the lights came up out of this movie, I did not want to leave my seat. Everybody continued to stay in their seats, just staring.
You're not a Western fan.
I don't think of myself as a Western fan at all, but this was so phenomenal. All the acting was fantastic. I thought that Jeff Bridges, this is probably the role of his career. Matt Damon was hilarious as a Texas Ranger. And little Haley, who plays Maddie, she was terrific too. And the dynamic between the three of them, it's really that kind of, I think it was Sartre who said that hell is a room that you're trapped in indefinitely with three people. There's three people in a room.
So you
can see that weird dynamic playing out where it's hellish sometimes, but totally enjoyable to watch.
Better to see Jeff Bridges in True Grit than in Tron, I guess, would be the lesson from Kristen. What do you think, Rafer?
You know, I'm really surprised. I was not that impressed with True Grit. No. And I feel like maybe I'm alone on that, but I was really just completely underwhelmed by it, much as I was by the original film.
Well, I'm intrigued by the original film was sort of almost a happy talk, kind of an Ocean's Eleven film. It, you know, it was just sort of like la-di-da-di-da-di-da.
Yeah, a little bit.
Through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Before we go off of True Grit, Jeff Bridges, has he done a lot of Westerns? I remember him in Heaven's Gate. He played an incredible character in that Michael Cimino movie a long, long time ago.
I can't think of anything else unless you wanted to call something like Last Picture Show a Western, which is not really. But, I mean, no, I don't think I've seen him in too many other Westerns.
He did Crazy Heart last year where he's kind of a country singer.
And he's a country singer. That's true.
All right, the Fockers series. The Fockers franchise continues with, what is this, Meet the Fockers?
Little Fockers.
Listen to this.
Hey, what's a good word, Grandpa Jack?
This is Jack Burns.
Yeah, I know. I could tell from the caller ID.
Dina and I will be there in approximately 18 seconds.
I am so excited to see those little Fockers.
Okay, so we've got Stiller, we've got De Niro. Do we have Barbara Streisand back?
We do.
This?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Dustin Hoffman.
So
Owen
Wilson.
Yeah.
How does it? Owen Wilson is back.
Yes.
All right. So how does it go, Rafer?
I thought it was terrible.
Yeah.
I've never seen a comedy so unfunny. I think I laughed more in Apocalypse Now than I did in this film. It was so bad. I thought
there were some good jokes in Apocalypse Now.
Sure.
And Kristen.
I knew Rafer would say that. And you know, I think, Rafer, this is not Apocalypse Now. This isn't trying to be Citizen Kane. It's just trying to be stupid and funny. And this is just stupid, funny humor. And,
yeah, but it's only stupid.
Is it in 3D?
It was hilarious. It was a laugh riot.
A laugh
all
riot?
All six of the people who packed into the theater that I was in, we were all laughing our heads off.
Oh, six people in the theater. There's an endorsement. Six
I
thumbs
I
up.
I want to find those other five. I want to take a good look at those other five.
There's
people.
Actually a scene where Owen Wilson makes out with Barbara Streisand. How can you not find this funny?
All right. So split decision both on True Grit and on Meet the Fockers. Let's go to the final sort of movie that we're going to take a look at. This is something that we've actually talked about. This is the Colin Firth.
The King's Speech.
The King's Speech. Here's a clip.
The nation believes that when I speak for them, but I can't speak.
You could do it. You needn't be governed by fear.
It'd be like Mad King George the Stammer. Get up! You can't sit there! Get up!
Why not? It's a chair.
That is St. Edward's chair.
People have carved their names on
it. Listen to me! Listen to me!
Why should I waste my time listening to
you? Because I have a voice!
Yes, you do.
So this is almost like the miracle worker meets, an incredible story
Shine.
About a reluctant king with a stammer who has to, like, basically lead his nation through a war. How could this possibly fail, Rafer?
Yeah, I mean, this movie sort of, it seems like it's shaped like an Oscar, right? I mean, it's got this great cast. Colin Firth is terrific. Jeffrey Rush, who's already won an Oscar
right.
in a similar movie, right,
yep,
in Shine.
Yep, yep, yep.
It's a really good story. It's a great crowd pleaser. It's a lot of fun. It's a really good, solid film. I do think this is shaping up to be like a real Oscar heavyweight.
Feels like faint praise to me, though, a little bit. What do you think, Kristen?
I really enjoyed it. And I get the sense that Rafer thinks it's a little bit formulaic. Like, you heard that line, why should I listen to you? Because I have a voice. I mean, there's like those lines that are very canned. They're just designed for an Oscar. But I thought it was terrific. I could really feel the struggle that Colin Firth was feeling as a stuttering king who has to give giant speeches to his country. And I cried. I love movies that make me cry.
And it's so hard to get Kristen Meinzer to cry, as we've learned. The King's Speech, Little Fockers, and True Grit, three movie options on this Christmas weekend. Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer of the Movie Date podcast. Don't forget that. Go to thetakeaway.org and download it. What's your subject this week?
True Grit.
True Grit. All right. Thanks so much. And Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.